There was just a commercial on for our Sydney listeners that attracted my attention, and I've already got a couple of emails about it. You can rest assured that it won't be played again on my program. I find it offensive in the extreme. I don't know how it made it through the checks and balances that are supposed to be attached to the number one radio station on a large network, but I'll be talking to people in sales and voicing my extreme displeasure at the commercial. It might pass muster in other lowbrow places, but it won't pass muster on my program again. And if they've got any brains in the place, they'll make sure that it doesn't appear on any program from here on in. And I don't speak on behalf of Alan Jones, but I think he'd be as concerned as me about that being played on our radio station. We have certain standards that we adhere to here. We have a lot of fun, a lot of jokes, but we don't cross the lines of what should be decent and fair, and what the advertiser should realise, that many young mums listen to my program with many young children in the car. And it's tough enough negotiating my way through all the dreadful stories I negotiate my way through without having offensive commercials played on air when children would be listening. Highly, highly inappropriate. And I have no doubt that some smart A with a ponytail, a portion of piercing, thinks it's witty. Well, it may be witty, but it won't be on this program again, I can assure you. Shane makes the point, heard the ad for the street directory. I bet it won't be played too often. Well, it won't be played here on this program too often, I can assure you of that.